Isaiah chapter 48. This is all about God's great patience with Israel. Hear this, house of Jacob, you who are called by the name of Israel and have come forth out of the waters of Judah, who swear by the name of Yahweh and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth nor in righteousness, for they call themselves of the holy city, that's Jerusalem, and trust on the God of Israel, Yahweh of hosts is his name. So you can say that you believe, you can make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth. So you can all be very strong about, oh yes, we're believers, oh yes, mum and dad were believers, and so am I. But that's just tradition. And you've got to be very careful when you mix with people who say, oh yeah, I'm a Christian, I'm a believer. But it's not a case of what you call yourself, it's a case of whether you are in truth and in righteousness, or spirit and truth, as you would find in the New Testament. I have declared the former things from of old. Yes, they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them. Suddenly I did them, and they happened. Because I knew that you are obstinate, and your neck is as an iron sinew. Therefore I declared it in advance to you from of old. Before it happened, I showed it. Lest you should say, my idol has done this, and my engraved image has commanded this. You have heard it. See all this. And you, will you not declare it? I have shown you new things from this time, even hidden things which you have not known. They are created now, and not from of old. And before this day you didn't hear them, lest you should say, behold, I did know this. Yes, you didn't hear. Yes, you didn't know. Yes, from of old your ear was not opened. For I knew that you dealt very treacherously and were called a transgressor from the womb. It's alluding to how Jacob was really called a deceiver from his womb, from his mother's womb. So they believed in God, but they also believed in their idols. This is the tragedy. And so God is saying, look, I'm the one who predicted that you would go into captivity, that you would be judged, and I also predict your restoration. And there's no other God who could do that. No idol that they had made, some tin pot thing they'd made, could do that. Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have chosen you in the furnace of affliction, and I will not cut you off. For my own sake will I do this, for how should my name be profaned? I will not give my glory to another. Listen to me, O Jacob and Israel, my chosen. I am he, I am the first, and I am the last. So God is saying that I have chosen you in the furnace of affliction. The idea is that just as Egypt was like a furnace, a fire, so that was how Babylon was to be. And their exile there was intended to get rid of all the dross, just like you put a dirty piece of precious metal, like iron or gold or silver, into the fire, and all the dross falls off it. The sad thing is, despite all that Israel and Judah suffered, that didn't really happen. And it's the same with people today. They may suffer huge things, but they don't really repent. This is what's so sad. And people can suffer so much in vain, and the history of Israel is unfortunately full of that, just as the history of a lot of people is. My hand has laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand spread out the heavens. When I call to them, they stand up together. Assemble yourselves, all of you, and hear. Who among them has declared these things? He whom Yahweh loves will perform his will on Babylon, and his arm will be on the Chaldeans. I think it's talking about how the Medes took Babylon, and the Persians took Babylon, and Cyrus became the leader who let the Jews go free. But although God loved Cyrus, it seems Cyrus didn't really turn into the king that he could have done. And all the time you see this in the Bible, wasted potential, that someone could have been this, he could have been that. You see young people raised in good families, they really could have been strong believers, but they didn't want it. And it's so sad. Even I have spoken. Yes, I have called him. I have brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. This again is talking about Cyrus. Come near to me and hear this. From the beginning I have not spoken in secret. From the time that it was, there am I. Now the Lord Yahweh has sent me with his Spirit. Thus says Yahweh your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am Yahweh your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way that you should go. Oh, that you had listened to my commandments, Then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Your seed also would have been like the sand, and the offspring of your body like its grains. His name would not be cut off nor destroyed from before me. So he's saying, if you had been obedient, then I would have fulfilled the promises to Abraham to you. Again, they didn't want it, most of them. It's just like, by being baptized, we can become the seed of Abraham, and all these wonderful promises of the kingdom can be made to us. But people don't want to be baptized, or they don't want to believe these things. Go forth from Babylon, flee from the Chaldeans, with a voice of singing declare, tell this, utter it to the end of the earth, say, Yahweh has redeemed his servant Jacob. So they were told to leave Babylon. But they didn't, and that's, as I keep saying, the sad end of the book of Esther, where the Jews are in Persia, which is what Babylon was taken over by, but they're prosperous, they're wealthy, they're popular. They'd assimilated into the people where they were in exile, and they didn't want to leave. They didn't say yes to Cyrus, just a few of them did. Just like the call to accept the kingdom now, and so few want to say yes. And I want to plead with you, I want to plead with everybody to say yes to that message. They didn't thirst when he led them through the deserts. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He split the rock and the waters gushed out. There is no peace, says Yahweh, for the wicked. So, just as God provided for them in the wilderness journey from Egypt, so he would have done for when they came out of Babylon, but they didn't want it. And so they didn't have peace. And the life of just taking the easy options is not, in fact, the way to peace at all.